Today's program has been brought to you by White Oak Pastures, a five-generation Georgia-based beef and poultry farm determined to conduct business in an honorable manner. For more information, visit whiteoakpastures.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Men Who Dine for Heritage Radio Network at Big Apple Barbecue. We're here with Ubon's Yazoo City,
Mississippi.
All right, so welcome, gentlemen. Gary Rourke, Pitmaster,
family.
It's all about that's Ubon's, correct?
So glad to be with y'all this morning, guys, and this weekend. You know, I think about the first time we met. Last year. And y'all were coming out of a meeting, and you had your coat and ties on, and it was just it's fate. I look at it as fate. You know, sometimes fate can deal with you in the negative ways, but this was definitely a positive for us. And, you know, I said, guys, we would love y'all to come be part of what we're going to do this weekend, but leave them damn ties at home.
Which we did.
You did.
We came back. We dropped the jackets. We came back.
And fell in with us and hung out the whole weekend. We loved it.
It was great.
You know, one of the best things, and I've said this several times before, you know, the cooking is great. The trophies are good. We've got a lot of them. The prize money is break even at the very best. Mm-hmm. But the real trophies in life that we have found is the friends that we made along the way. They're irreplaceable. They're something that, had it not been for barbecue, you know, I always consider the barbecue and the family. That trailer over there is my front porch. And this is the front porch of Ubon's, and that's what we like for. Welcome into my house, even though this is my home away from home for the weekend.
Oh, it's beautiful.
This is a mobile home in a sense.
Yeah, just about.
Now, we're so glad you're here in New York. I mean, you got beautiful weather. I mean, Friday night we had some serious storm issues,
but
it was a little scary there.
Well, it really wasn't for us. It wasn't scary, other than I didn't want our guests to get wet.
Right.
But you know, we can accommodate a lot of different things. We have stuff on, you know, that we can make things happen. We've cooked enough in the rain to know that you don't go off somewhere without a big old tarp on you. And so we did some, in fact, the guys that had put it up, I said, you know, the Three Stooges doesn't have anything on these boys. I mean, they were throwing a rope tied to a Coke bottle over a limb and pulling the tarp up on one side. We had
a great
time.
We did have a great
time. And in a situation like that, you say, oh man, we can tell who our friends are that are still here with us. And I had a ball, though I was soaked to my drawers. I had a great time.
It was great. So Ubon's, you guys are on fire, literally. You got so much going on. You have products now hitting the market. You got the sauces. You got the Bloody Mary mix. Like, incredible,
and
huh?
I know. And you know, sometimes you really make things with a secondary product but you've got to get the name recognition first. And I think I have done a little bit toward getting that name recognition over the last few years. I bottled my first bottle of Ubon's sauce in 1986. And since that time, you know, it was just a small operation. I did have a facility that was health department inspected. I had a 100-gallon vat. I would mix this sauce up, bottle it by hand, label it by hand and everything. And it got to the point where I was having to work, you know, three nights a week just to keep the sauce bottle, because I did have a full-time job.
Right.
But it's one of those things that I said early on, I don't want to be sitting in a rocking chair on my front porch when I'm old and gray. I'm getting that way now. But I don't want to be sitting on
gray, not old.
I don't want to be sitting in a rocking chair saying, you know, I wish I'd have tried that. I'm going to be able to say I did and it worked. And, you know, we don't want to look back in life with regrets. And this is just one of the things. I am so proud that I stuck with it. And, you know, we have met so many good people along the way. This is just, it's fantastic. I consider folks so much a part of that barbecue family. I love the reunion. It's not like a contest or a vending fair or whatever. Right. It's like, oh, we're going to go to New York. We'll have a family reunion. I love New York City.
Oh,
in a sense, share a family meal, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's all about family. Ubon's is a big family. And now you have an extended family. You know, you have these great partners here in New York.
With
the Rosens. We got David Rosen here. And so how did this happen, David? How did you guys come together?
So 6 years ago at this event at the Big Apple Barbecue Block Party here in Manhattan, my family and I came to the event for the day. We had our fast passes, and we were just, you know, gobbling up tons of barbecue. And when I had my sandwich from Ubon's, I looked up at the trailer and I said, "This is the best sandwich I've had all day." And the guy up at the trailer looked down at me and said, "Well, you're eating the whole thing wrong." And I said, "What?" He said, "You're eating the whole damn thing wrong." And I said, "I don't understand." He's like, "Well, you don't have your coleslaw." He's like, "You got to take your coleslaw. You got to put it on top of your pulled pork and then pour the sauce over it and eat the whole big sandwich all at once like that." I guess I was using my fork for the coleslaw.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy. It's not a side dish.
A fork, come on, exactly.
No forks, no ties, David.
No forks, no ties. You know, it's true. And so I said, fine, I'll get back in, not to be done up. You know, I'm a New Yorker, right? Not to be done up. I'll get back in line, I'll buy another one. You don't scare me.
Right.
And he goes, "No, come up on the trailer and let me fix you one." And literally, you know, I became best friends. That guy says Alan Campbell. I became best friends with Alan. And like we travel every year, once or twice a year, to a neutral site, like a football game or something, just so we can hang out, because he's all the way down in Mississippi.
Right.
So then, you know, they invite us down to Memphis in May the year after, you know, and we decide we're gonna go, and we're weary of it. I mean, we don't really know, right? We got to their booth, we never left.
Right.
It was like you walked in and it was like you were home again. And that's the way it's felt ever since then. And literally we became very close friends. And then we became family, and then boom, we were business partners. And basically, what happened was after they convinced us to form our own team and start barbecuing ourselves, which we thought was, you know, funny, hysterical, you know,
New Yorkers,
right? Four Jewish kids from New York cooking barbecue in the Deep South, you know, and we made our team name Jubons, Jubons, and we were the Jewish Jubons, and our slogan on our shirts was, "At least the salt is kosher."
It's the greatest line ever.
I mean, you know, we had to come up with something.
That's real talk.
I mean, at least the salt is kosher. And so we went down, and the first year we cooked the amateur division at Memphis in May. They called it the Patio, and we took fourth place.
Remarkable.
It was unbelievable. I mean, there were 60 or 70 teams there, and
no, in your division there was over 100.
Okay,
it's more impressive to me because there was over 100.
And literally, I mean, that was the year Ubon's took third place in shoulder, which to anyone who knows what Memphis in May is like, third place is mind blowing. Never mind that, you know, Ubon's has won first place shoulder at Memphis in May, but every time you do it first, second, or third, it's like a whole other mind blowing experience. And so Gary's sitting there with this, you know, 6 foot behemoth of a trophy, and I've got my, like, you know, I've got my little wood trophy with the gold pig on top, like, you know, that they would have given
like
out
with the bobblehead.
It was like what they give the kids after a rec soccer game,
right?
And I'm sitting there with my trophy, and he looks at me and he looks at the trophy and he goes, "I've never been more proud of that trophy in my entire life."
I love that. That's beautiful.
But here again, it goes back to friendship. You know, this year in Memphis, we didn't make it in the finals, the three in the shoulders, but the three that did were very deserving teams that made it. They're all past grand champions. They're all good. And to show you a little bit about to tell you a little bit about the camaraderie that goes on, we didn't make it, but the three that did, one of them got ice from us, one of them got our green plants, and one of them got garnish for the grill. So we did contribute toward that winner.
Well, one of the things that I do notice here is that, you know, there's so much love between all the pitmasters. You guys are all great friends. Even though you compete with each other,
that's right.
You guys are really family. You guys really care about each other.
The thing is, Gary won't toot his own horn, so I will brag on him a little bit. These guys that are here, the Gary Roarks and the Mike Mills and the Mike Emersons and the John David Wheelers and the Ed Mitchells, and I can go on and on and on and on. These guys that are here doing this Big Apple Barbecue Block Party, you do not get this anywhere else in the world. There is no other reason for all of these pitmasters to converge in one spot. They don't cook the same. Some guys cook Memphis Barbecue Network, MBN. Some guys cook Kansas City Barbecue Society. Some guys have restaurant empires and they don't cook in competitions.
Right.
You got John Stage and you got Kenny Callahan and you got, you know, and on and on again. And Chris Lilly. And so you have the champions and you have the restaurateurs. And here, this is it. This is the top of the top of the top. and they're not in competition with each other. Here,
it's all love.
Or on the field.
It's all love.
Well, when you get to this circle, yeah, high tide raises all ships.
There you go.
They're making each other look good. They're not making each other look bad like a lot of other industries. They make each other look good, and they compliment each other not only verbally, but when it comes to, oh, crap, I need this. Well, here's two.
You got it. All you got to do is say the word. Yeah. If I got it, you got it.
So let me tell you. So to finish off that last story. So anyway, last year, my brother and I were both pit traders on the New York Mercantile Exchange. We were options guys. We funny jacket, yell and scream. And it went electronic, basically. And we needed something new to do. So last year at the block party, sat down with Gary's daughter, Leslie Rourke Scott, the barbecue princess, and his son-in-law, Heath Scott, and Gary himself, and Elaine, his wife. And we had a very serious talk about whether we could really make something happen here. I mean, they had the product, right?
Right.
The Yuban sauce, the fifth generation world championship barbecue sauce. It's not like anything else in the world. There's no liquid smoke in it ever. It complements so many different things. It's not a bar. We don't call it barbecue sauce. We call it Yuban sauce because barbecue sauce is too confining. It goes on everything. I mean, meatballs and meatloaf and food and even like a spinach, like a sautéed spinach. The last second, just a tablespoon of sauce and the vinegar and the sugars in there just make it all bright and beautiful. And then we did that, but we realized it was very competitive. Barbecue sauce is an oversaturated market.
Sure.
Everybody has one and everyone's selling them. So what we needed to do was come up with our edge. And we found our edge in our Bloody Mary mix. Last year at this event, also, J.B. McCarty, a guy who used to cook with Blackjack Barbecue, a great guy who was in the specialty food industry, pulled us aside and said, you're missing the opportunity here. He said, for 25 years on the barbecue circuit, everyone and anyone has come to the Yuban's booth. The Yuban's barbecue family has grown to encompass everyone coming for a Bloody Mary in the mornings of competition day and the day before.
Which I will attest, it is over the top good. It is by far one of the best, if not the best, Bloody Mary ever.
Wow,
it's that good.
And those that you might be saying might be a little bit better, they're doing a lot of mixing with it. This is straight out of the bottle.
Out of the bottle.
All it needs is vitamin B. All it needs is vitamin B. Straight out of the bottle.
And so JB pulled us aside and said, "We have to come out with this product for real." And so it's called Yuban's BBQ Bloody Mary Mix. And being kind of the business end of it, you know, Gary's the magic, and
sure,
I'm kind of the business end of it. And what we decided was we need to fill a void. We don't want to just put a product on the market. And we looked at the Bloody Mary mixes on the market, and we're the only one that's all natural, gluten-free, no chemicals, no MSG, no additives, no preservatives, no toxins, no poisons. I mean, this is pure nature in a bottle, and like Gary just said, you shake the heck out of it.
Pour it over some vitamin B and you're good.
Pour it over, yeah, ice and vodka. Unless you go for the Bloody Maria. If that's your game, use tequila. We don't care.
It's an extraordinary product. It really is.
And here in New York, we've just teamed up with Fairway. Fairway's our new principal retail partner here in New York right now. And we're running a huge price promo there for the next 5 weeks on special. And they've been absolutely great to us. We're going to be demoing.
Great.
And Fairway, yeah, Fairway has it on the shelves right now.
It's fantastic. So as far as the barbecue goes, so Yuban's is known for its pulled pork. That's the signature product.
That's our signature product. That's what I started out with, so many years ago, doing the pork shoulder. And that's kind of remained my forte. That's the thing. Now, we do in competition do whole hog and ribs, and they're quite good. But the shoulder has been our forte.
Yeah, but you're also doing an incredible brisket. Am I right?
The brisket, in the part of the country that I'm in central Mississippi, there are no places to get brisket. And so I've done, over the last few years, I've done some experimenting. I've done some, I've done some different kind of prepping. And I've come up with a brisket that will melt in your mouth.
Wow.
And I mean, it's sought after now. It's almost up to the level of the pork.
Wow!
And we have Yazoo City is kind of they're reclaiming some oil fields and redoing stuff and pipelines and stuff that are coming through. So we have a lot of Texas people that come to Yazoo City, and they'll order brisket. And the ultimate compliment. The other day, I had two men there, and they called me over to the table. And I walked out. And, of course, when I get called to the table, I'm thinking something's wrong.
Problems.
Well, these guys asked me. They said, "Are you from Texas?" I said, "No." They said, "Well, how in the hell do you cook a brisket like that?" I said, "I just had practice, and I keep." But I've hit on something that works, and it's tender as a mother's love. I mean, and people just, they rave about it. So, I mean, that's just one of those things that, as a pit master, I feel like that every time I build a fire, I'm practicing on making. I want that. I want every piece of meat to be the same,
yes,
consistent time after time, and that's why that we do use the Royal Oak charcoal, because you've got to have, people don't realize it. You can't just put anything into the fire. You got to start from the fire up.
It's got to have the right
flavor, the right
smoke.
And with Royal Oak Lump, I have, in my years of cooking,
yep,
I have never, and I'm honestly saying this, I have never found a better charcoal. It has enough of the hardwood in it to get a smoke ring. You could actually cook and get the color and the smoke ring from that. I don't add, but just like a piece of hickory, just something to add a little extra of that oomph, and into that for that aroma out in the parking lot. And but the Royal Oak is so fantastic. I can't say enough good things about them.
Wow.
They're such a fantastic product. But you have to go from the fire up, and that's what I do. I want to use the same consistency with my competitive cooking that I do in the restaurant. I want to be that consistent with all of it. And you got to start from the fire up. Good meat, I want fresh meat. I don't want any that's been frozen. I have not thrown away a piece of meat that has sat in my cooler too long. Never.
Never.
Because I cook as I need to, so it's always going to be fresh. I'm not going to cook something and have it there for a month or 2 weeks. I'm just not going to do that. I will cook. And my philosophy is, of course, the health department will tell you the philosophy needs to be, when in doubt, throw it out.
Yep.
But mine even goes a step further. If I wouldn't feed it to my grandbabies, I'm not going to feed it to anybody that comes to that restaurant.
There you go.
Which I think goes a step above.
Sure does.
And so we want to push quality. I have a lot of people from, we take Sharpies and sign our wall in the restaurant.
Yeah.
I've got signatures from all over the world of people that have come. They would get off the interstate, drive that little 50-mile loop into Yazoo City, eat lunch, get back on the interstate and go. We have, Mississippi is known for the blues, the music. The blues and barbecue, and we have a blues marker in front of our where there was a Gate Mouth Moore lived right up the street, and so they chose to put that blues marker in front of our restaurant. So people come through and they associate blues and barbecue, and and you want them to have that experience. I don't want them to ever say, yours was almost as good as so and so.
Right.
I want them to say, Jerry, this is the best I've ever had. That's the reward I'm getting out of that cooking. I want to say that's the best you've ever had.
Well, it's a great product you guys are doing, and it's a family, and it's a beautiful family. You guys are just wonderful people. And wait, I think Jerome's got something to add.
I got a question for you, and I'm not going to call you Gary. I'm going to call you Poppy today. Okay,
good,
is that okay?
Good. That's great.
All right, cool. I had to ask you about your signature hat and the feather in it. What signifies what that means?
I have two grandsons, two granddaughters, and part of my growing up has been I've learned to enjoy the outdoors. I've learned to enjoy hunting and fishing, and really just a walk in the woods does me more good than anything. Turkey hunting is my passion, and I've been with my oldest grandson when he killed a trophy deer last year. My baby grandboy, Jacob, he is into turkey hunting, and this was the feather from his first turkey.
Oh.
And it's so special to me as a grandfather to be able to introduce him into the outdoors and enjoy sunsets and sunrises and see, just get to see things that God's provided for us that we need to enjoy with our eyes. It's not about killing, it's about being out enjoying nature.
Absolutely. Well, we're here in New York City. It's a beautiful day with Ubons, our Southern family.
Our mishpoka.
Our mishpoka.
Our mishpoka. What do you mean? We're all mishpoka here.
I don't know what that means, but I hope it's friend and family.
It means family.
And I hope it means some good eats later on.
Yes, indeed.
Turns out Gary never knew, but we're the Ubon's barbecue mishpoka.
I've done a little matchmaking too over the.
Have you?
Yeah. I've added to the Rosen family.
That sounds like a reality show to me, Poppy.
Oh man.
Well, you know what? It's great hanging out with you guys, and good luck today. And
let's manja.
Let's eat.
Manja.
All right. So, Men Who Die for Heritage Radio Network.
And look, once again, let me say it's such a pleasure to get to see y'all again and for y'all to be with us. It's great. Just it fills that little void in my heart that I have to have filled when I come to New York.
That's great.
So thank y'all for being a part of this and for remembering us. I love keeping up with you on Facebook. I just think it's great that we may not see each other but one time a year.
We're so connected.
But we are connected, and it's like, okay, we were never apart. We saw each other yesterday. And that's what friends are. It's
absolutely
people that you can connect with.
No doubt.
Speaking of Facebook, we are Ubon's Barbecue of Yazoo on Facebook. And on Twitter, we're at Ubon's BBQ.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
All right. All right,
thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. We'll see you later, guys. For some great sandwiches.
Good deal.
All right, guys.
Let's go get a blog.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 organization with over 30 weekly podcasts. Visit our website for more information or connect with us on Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, or Stitcher for more. Thanks for listening.